Why, you beady-eyed! The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Tonight, we are going to be one of those damn Hollywood surgeons, right? We're going to help you get the perfect body for you. So now, the QOD, the question of the day is, if you had a friend that had a certain body part that you love, if you could switch it around, which one would you take? Ooh, it's going to be fun tonight. Plus, you know how we do it. We have a weather update for you. We also have the news, which is coming up in seconds, and the three-minute commentary, which is, once again, only seconds away. It is the J. Rouse Show. It is the Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. You know what? I feel like saying it. Until I be sure if this is love beyond compare. Could all this be true if I didn't care for you?
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
This is NPR. Iran's supreme leader today is warning Iranians not to expect international economic sanctions to be lifted as he condemns the U.S. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Tehran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is also defending the government's efforts to strike a nuclear accord with world powers.
Speaking in advance of Tuesday's 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, Khamenei criticized what he called America's controlling and meddlesome attitude towards Iran and said the solution to the country's economic woes is to rely on Iran's infinite domestic capacities with no expectations of the enemies. Iranian negotiators are due to meet with six world powers in Vienna later this month to launch talks on a comprehensive accord intended to assure the world that Tehran doesn't seek a nuclear weapon. In exchange, crippling sanctions would be lifted. While continuing to characterize the West as the enemy, Khamenei also defended his negotiators against attacks from hardliners, saying critics should show tolerance. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tehran.
The temporary ceasefire in Homs, Syria has been broken by renewed fighting. Opposition activists and government forces are blaming each other for the violence. Four humanitarian aid workers came under fire, causing the UN to suspend aid deliveries. The first medals of the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi were handed out today. Taking the gold, American Sage Kotzenberg in the slopestyle event. First time the sport has been included in Olympic competition. NPR's Tamara Keith is in Sochi and was on hand for the award ceremony.
The three slopestyle athletes who were up on that podium were ecstatic, and I think they got a little taste of the Olympic spirit winning those medals. Even though this has been sort of a counterculture X Games kind of sport up until now.
Another notable win today, 40-year-old Norwegian Ola Einar Bjørndalen got his 12th medal in the 10-kilometer biathlon, tying the record for most won in the Winter Olympics. Meanwhile, in Moscow and St. Petersburg, Russian authorities have detained gay rights activists who turned out to protest the country's anti-gay laws. NPR's Corey Flintoff has that story.
On Moscow's Red Square, a group of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender activists displayed rainbow flags while singing the Russian national anthem. They were quickly detained and packed into police cars. In St. Petersburg, activists displayed a banner quoting a section from the Olympic Charter that bans any form of discrimination. They, too, were quickly taken away. The activists have since been released. Human Rights First, a U.S.-based watchdog group, denounced the arrests, noting that they were carried out despite the international attention that's now focused on Russia during the Olympic Games. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Sochi.
This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, today I was outside working in the yard and I was thinking about something. You know, I read a headline where the Attorney General of the United States has said now it is against the law if you discriminate against people of same sex. Same sexual orientation or same sex couples, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I started thinking about all the things that this administration has done for same sex couples. And yet still there are a lot of people in the gay community who are not happy with this president. Our colleague Ernest is one of them. I never understood it. But you know, the bottom line is I think that when you are the president of the United States, you're not going to be able to please everybody. There are things that I would like to see him do better, but, you know, hey, it's all about doing what's for the common good of the nation. You know, I hear a lot of people say things like, well, he's murdering people in other countries and all these other different things. Look, I hate people that sit and complain about our country, but then they want to continue to live here. If you hate this country that much, then go away. Go to Canada. I'm pretty sure they're accepting memberships or, you know, citizenship up there. If you don't like what's going on in the lower 48, get out of here. But don't bitch and complain about what's going on. Look, despite its flaws, the United States of America is the greatest country on the face of this planet. Are there things that we need to change? Absolutely. But I tell you what, there's no other country I'd rather live in the world than the United States of America. So stop all you bitching and complaining. If you don't like what's going on, then you vote. If you're not a person that votes, if you don't believe in voting, then shut the hell up. Because the bottom line is, your vote counts. I have a cousin, and he sits and complains all the time about what's going on. Oh, this don't make no sense. Why don't you go vote? My vote ain't gonna count anyway. Well, just think if a million people felt the same way you did. Bottom line is, you won't get change. Now, yeah, we know that there's a lot of things going on in Washington, and, you know, people think that the Republicans are against poor people. They won't extend unemployment benefits for those people out there who's been out of work for all those months and years. And you have people who say that the Democrats are trying to have big government and that the president's trying to take your guns, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I'm so tired of hearing people bitch and complain about what's going on in this country. Once again, if you don't like it, leave. One thing I will say about this president, and I know that there are a lot of people out there, especially people who are who live in the gay and lesbian communities, there are people out there who don't like what he's doing. But I tell you this, from what I know, during my lifetime, he's done more for gay and lesbian couples than any president that I know. Now, does that please everybody? I don't know. Some people on the right are outraged that people have the ability to get married in some states in this country if they're the same sex. Listen, folks, do what you have to do. Vote. Stop bitching and complaining. If you don't like it, move. That's my thought. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, man, what the hell is crack-a-lacking with you, Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, the same thing, different day, baby. Same thing, different day, baby.
Oh, hell. You sound like you got a little spunk in your junk, dog. What you do today, mate?
Oh, man, snow, man. That's about it.
Is that all you do, man? Go to work, snow blow snow, and, you know, is that it, bro? Is that it?
That's all I can do right now, man. I mean, hell, you got to keep the walkways clear, man. Hell.
I mean, what kind of damn life is that, Mr. Elias? I mean, how can you? Come on. That's it?
Come on, what? Should I not snow blow the walkways and the driveways so that, you know, what, I can't get out? I mean, how do you want me to do that?
I'm just trying to figure out, man, that, you know, it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, all I do is snow blow and make it do what it do, baby. I mean, come on, dog. I mean, it's got to be more to the life of Mr. Elias than this.
Okay, well, you tell me what should else should it be when you...
No, I don't know. Just asking. Don't get sentimental, dog. I'm just asking, man.
I'm
don't get all
sentimental.
Up
what do you mean? Don't get sensitive or sentimental. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Whatever. Just don't get whatever. Don't be Tito Jackson. Should I say that? Don't be Tito.
I'm not being Tito. You don't want to be Tito Jackson.
Why are you getting all
sensitive,
bro?
Why are
you getting all upset? It ain't worth that.
I just asked you, what else should I be doing? I just asked you.
Well, you are a fairly young man. You should be out there, man, you know, trying to get some honeys, man. You know, do that kind of thing.
I got a honey. I don't need one. I'm good. How about that? Boom.
Whoa. You got a honey?
I got a honey. I don't need no. I'm good.
Hold up, brother. Here's the $1 million question, Mr. Elias. Here is the $1 million question. Do we know your honey, Mr. Elias?
No, you don't know my honey, Jay. Nah.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, snap. Boy, I tell you what, this is going. Look, folks, let me tell you something. Put on your seatbelts because this is going to get crazy. Oh, my God. Mr. Elias, breaking news. Mr. Elias has a honey that we don't know. Mr. Elias has a honey that we don't know. Alrighty then, Mr. Elias. Let's light the damn match.
All right.
Come on, B. Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. Woo!
I knew I was looking good.
She was looking good.
Cold shoes on.
She had some Kenneth Cole shoes. And a Versace.
Her hair was fierce.
Her hair was kicking Mr. Elias's ass like Claw Man. Damn. Hello, mama. Hey, girl.
Hey. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Let me put some oomph in it. Oh, my damn. What's that, girl?
You are just funny as hell, J-Rod.
Oh, damn.
You set that all up. You're like, wait a minute. Oh,
I didn't say nothing, baby.
He's cute, and I love it, but all that cuteness aside, Miss Elias, is something you want to tell me, boo?
Yeah.
We got to discuss over here. I'm just asking. For real. Jay, why don't you mute yourself? Because we're about to have a little
Yeah, sure. Take a couple of minutes. We have to bring Ernest in, but I'll step out for a second. Hey, I'll step out for a second and let you guys have it. Just take a few minutes, though, because we have to bring Ernest in.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Mr. Elias.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just asking you. I'm not trying to get in your business. I know you live way over there, and I live way over here. But you know how I feel about you, boo. Don't you think if you got somebody, wouldn't I be one of the first people to know? I'm just asking.
Well, you know now, Momo B. You know now, darling.
Now, when you get a honey, you said she's a honey, so that means you already claiming her. So you already had the pre-steps to doing that. So you should say, yo, Mo, I'm taking somebody else. Like you told me last week, week before last, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I got to I'm sorry, Momo B. I got to ask you about what I'm going to do in my life.
No, I didn't say ask, boo. Okay. I didn't say ask. I didn't say ask. I'm saying you should have told me. When I go sleep and dream that night, I could have rearranged my dreams. Come on now. Come on. What's fair is fair. That's all I'm saying. You should have gave me a heads up. I would definitely do that to you. I would definitely tell you. Real talk. I would tell you, boo.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way, darling.
You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Okay, we got to bring Ernest in. I'm glad that you guys working out while I was gone. I went to get me a sip of water. Went to y'all work everything out.
Yeah, you got something to eat, you fat, lazy bastard.
I got some peanuts.
Well,
peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah,
peanuts. What, man? What? Why? All right, look, we got to bring Ernest in, Big Dad. We got to bring Ernest in. I think.
I'll be tearing your ass up.
It's raining big for Ernest. Oh, damn.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get.
Let myself. Absolutely soaking wet for Ernest.
Are you ready?
We are damn ready. What's going on, Big Ernest?
Oh, man. What's up, everybody? I'm already exhausted from listening to Momo B question Mr. L.E.S. on his honey. I'm like, God, it's going to be a long damn show after tonight.
Oh, damn. She said I had to rearrange my dreams. Damn, I didn't know you did that.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about,
listen,
rearranging dreams. Dreaming.
I will say this. Congratulations, Mr. Elias. If it's real, I hope it stays real, and I hope it works out for you. Best of luck.
Well, Momo, please type in the chat room. I'm mad like a pimp whose hoe got picked up all the way Friday night.
Oh, damn. Well, what a way to start the show off. Alrighty then, welcome to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347.
No blowing, motherfucker.
It's the calling number. You can call in, be a part of it, folks. We'd love to have you on a beautiful Saturday. The crew's all here, and we're just excited. So, Ernest, man, what did you do today, Ernest?
It's so cold here, man, that we didn't do a lot. We went out and ran some errands. There's a spice shop around the U.S. called Penzi's, and we go to get great spices there because we do a lot of cooking. So went to the mall, did that, just picked up a few minor things. My roommate got a free saucepan at the store, you know, because we like
free
stuff.
Free saucepan at the store.
Okay. Well, you know how they have, like, great cookware at the grocery store, and on the Price Chopper card, if you earn so many points, then you can redeem them in the store for, like, a great skillet or a saucepan. It's really nice cookware. So he got himself something today, so he was happy. And that's about it. I mean, it's just too cold to do anything here, really. It's just too cold to do anything.
All right. Well, good, man. Well, good. I'm glad
it's just a low-key day, that's all. But I'm glad to be here.
Glad you went out and found saucepans with your roommate. I'm pretty sure that was a sight to see.
Well, he found his looking thing. For I ain't got nothing to do with it, but it's free, so why not? It's real nice.
Oh, of course, that chick. You know you
cookware.
Love free. Speaking of which.
Yeah, I do. Oh, you know what? Here's a new free thing. I'm saving up.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes. And right now, 10 Good Minutes is not sponsored by anyone because we made the announcement on Wednesday that my man Diddy Did has taken his stuff to the corporate level. So as soon as he gets his business model out the way, he's more than happy to come back and
sponsor a set. There are plenty of sets you can sponsor right now. It's wide open. You can send us an email to the J. Ryle Show. I'm sorry, to TGRS Radio Sales, and you can sponsor 10 Good Minutes. But it's where we kind of talk about things that are not on the agenda for this evening. And let me tell you, now, we're a community radio show, right? So last night, Ms. Delias, I go and get a sleep apnea test done.
Now, how did you fail it?
Ernest, you can't fail a damn sleep apnea. I guess you can fail a test if it's called a test. I have no idea.
You can, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, I guess you can fail it. Because
you a fat mother sucker. You got to be sucking in some air and hold it for a little while.
Let me ask you something. The last time you stepped on that damn scale, what did it say? Did it say anything less than 390?
Now, I wasn't 390 the last time I stepped on the scale when I told your black ass about it. Why don't you get your facts straight before you try to knock somebody down a notch? How about that? How about you get your facts straight before you try to shame somebody?
Hey, how about you do some sit-ups and leave me the hell alone? How about that? Thank you. All right, so anyway, Miss Delia.
Why don't you do a push-up for 20 seconds and tell us how strong you are?
Hey, why don't you do a push-up for 20 seconds, fat boy? Shut up.
I can
hold
it.
So anyway,
Miss
Delia, you can't hold nothing. Leave me the hell alone. All right, so anyway, Miss Delia, so I go to this thing. And they hook you up with all these damn wires, man. And they, so what they do, you go in, they hook you up with these wires. And see, I thought that it was going to be one of these tests where you're sitting behind this glass and everybody looking at you, you know. I've been watching too many movies. But that was not the case. It was a situation where you had your own room, even though they had a camera in there. And they put this stuff on you. And so they try to see if you have sleep apnea. So they let you sleep for 2 hours with some stuff to run a test, and then after the test is done, they say, okay, you do have sleep apnea. Then they put these masks on your ass. And, you know, bro, I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't think I can roll with that mask. It's like you put on a damn fighter. Huh?
You'll get used to it. That's what the one guy told me at work. He said, you'll get used to it.
My dad
No, ain't no getting used to that, bro. I don't see how anybody can sleep with something all over their face like that. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I'm not the one. So I'm not going to damn do it. I'm just going to be honest with you. It ain't going to happen.
So
sorry.
You're going to do the Reggie White thing, then, right?
Now, why you had to bring that up? Why'd you have to bring that up, though? I mean, why it's got to be that extreme?
You know, because that's what he died of, sleep apnea. And you talked to me yesterday. Yeah, bro, you better go get tested.
Damn, man, ain't no joke. Yeah, well, that was before I went there and put that crap all over my face.
Well, you get used to it. This is what the one guy told me. See, he got used to it. It was some of the best night's sleep he's ever had. Man.
But there you go. I'm glad you said that part because it wasn't the best night's sleep. Because the guy was like, do you feel refreshed? I'm like, hell no. What you mean? Okay, if you're telling me that after you put the mask on me, it's going to be the best night of sleep in my life, then I should experience that as soon as I wake up. I did not.
No, you know, I think you got to get just like anything, man. Just like not eating fried food, you get used to it after a while. It's just like going and jogging at the gym. You get used to it, man. So, hey, you know, just something you got to get used to. Better that than not eating for not your big ass here. You know, you got to get used to it.
Why you gotta throw big ass in it? Why you just gonna say without me being here? Why you gotta throw big ass in it? I don't understand.
That's how you damn talk.
The hell with you. All right, listen.
Get your ass and get it straight. Get your ass in there.
You know what,
ass and get it done. Quit playing around.
Okay, you know what? You know what, man? Let me tell you something, bro.
Got your big ass in there, get it done. That's fine.
All right, here's the deal. February 22nd, I am going to Scotland. So, Mr. Elias, man, I'll be gone for 2 weeks, dude. 2 weeks.
Oh, hell.
So, you know what that means, huh? That means that it's all yours, Captain.
Okay.
For 2 weeks.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I don't have a problem with
it. It means we're going to be cussing on air.
No, I don't know the hell it won't. Mr. Elliott ain't going to let that happen. I know Mr. Elliott ain't going to let that happen.
Momo B just said in the chat room, she said, 2 weeks? When? Weren't you listening? He said February 22nd.
Hold up. So Momo B in the chat room creating havoc, huh? Is that what you're doing?
And by the way.
Oh, okay.
By the way, in the chat room also is Rich Sister, which means one thing. Calliewood didn't have anything on the calendar tonight, so Rich Sister decided to show up and grace us with a present.
Hey, man, leave Rich Sister alone, man. Rich Sister ain't looking.
Let me tell you something.
There's nothing wrong. there's nothing wrong if you are a dedicated member of the Caliwood Nation. If that's what she wants to do, we have people that are dedicated to our show. So why are you tripping, Ernest?
I look, don't try to make something out of nothing. I ain't faulting her for doing what she does with Caliwood.
I'm trying.
You always do.
Did it work?
Okay.
No, you always do. Go ahead. Keep talking about how fat you are and you can't sleep right. Keep talking about that.
Well, how about let's talk about how fat you are and, hey, you can't sleep right. How about that? I don't have sleep apnea, mother sucker.
I didn't go to get much.
So you're trying to tell me you don't snore.
I've got a lot of things on my face, son.
You don't snore.
Listen, I got 99 problems, but sleep apnea ain't one.
Okay, do you snore, yes or no?
My roommate has recorded me when I'm snoozing or sleeping, and I have a light snore, but I'm not sawing. My mother used to say you're sawing logs when you're really loud. I don't do that, but I have a little bit of a kind of thing. Just a little bit, yeah.
But anyway, listen, the brother that took care of me was a brother by the name of Marcellus. Now, Mr. Elias, man, he was one of these brothers, man. You know, he walking around there, man. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was plugging the machine up to the wrong stuff. I said, damn, dog, is this your first day at work? What the hell you doing, man? No, I got it, man. I've been doing this for 9 years. You don't look like you've been doing it for 9 years. Look like you've been doing it for 9 minutes. What the hell are you doing? Right.
He could have electrocuted your ass.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I think I got hooked up to the wrong one. Damn, dog, what you doing, man? I mean, I'm like, dude, do you know what you're doing, dog? Come on, man. I'm up in there, man, struggling. I'm trying to get my sleep on, and here you come messing with me. Now, listen, seriously, the brother did an outstanding job. I told him that I would mention him on the air. So, Marcellus, thank you for taking care of me, yours truly, while I was in that situation. Now, let me tell you something. Seriously, if you do have sleep apnea, and Mr. Elias is right, if you're a person that snores, you know, people laugh at you when you snore. And I remember when I used to tell people, man, I snore so hard I woke myself up. Well, what the doctor told me was, see, and there it is. Perfect example right there.
When I was taking you to the airport the last time you were here, and we were doing your mom's bathroom, and you fell, and I was driving Jay, and he jumped his neck so hard. And he woke himself up and he was snoring. And he said, man, you always playing. You play too much. And I was like, I didn't do anything.
He tried to blame it on you.
So here's a perfect example, folks, that's listening, of two clowns that are laughing at someone when they snore so hard that they wake themselves up. Now, let me tell you what the doctor says. The doctor says that if you are snoring too loud or you wake yourself up, what that means was you had stopped breathing and your brain has sent signals to your body to wake yourself up.
Yeah.
So now
why is that funny?
Why is that funny?
What's funny is that you thought Mr. Elias was messing around with you. It's not that you were having problems breathing. It's the fact that you woke up and you thought Mr. Elias, quit playing, man. It's like, no, it's just
you were laughing before then, Ernest.
That's what's funny. That's what
you were laughing before Mr. Elias told that damn story. So
yeah, you really was, Ernest.
I was laughing at you saying that the guy couldn't hook. I didn't laugh at you snoring. I laughed at you talking about the guy trying to put wires on your face and he's going to electrocute your ass. That's what I was laughing.
No.
I wasn't laughing at you snoring.
No.
So get off the car.
Stop. Your ass, when I said that when people crack jokes, when folks said they were snoring so loud they wake themselves up and then earn it. Listen.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Sleep apnea is no joke. Go.
No, it's not.
Because if you wake yourself up snoring, that means that you are snoring so damn loud and snoring. You have stopped breathing. Listen to what I'm saying. You have stopped breathing. And your brain
sends a signal.
And some people
breathe up to a minute or a little bit more before their body tries to wake them up. My dad was that way. When he went for his test, he was stopping breathing about 65 seconds at a time sometimes. It was terrible.
Exactly. So
there
you go.
Very dangerous. I agree.
It's
not laughing at that.
A very dangerous situation. Okay. Sorry now. So listen, folks.
What did he give you to help you in your situation? That's what I want to know.
Well, what happens now is I have to make a decision. Do I want the damn machine? There's a machine.
Isn't there a surgery, too, though, Jay? Or no?
I'm not having surgery. Hell no.
That's not an option.
Oh, there's a surgery to correct your palate a little bit that can
well,
help.
Well, we ain't having
he's
that.
He's not having it. He don't want to go under the knife.
That ain't having it.
He's a
you're not doing that.
I would love to
have
three or four weeks without J. Ryle talking. I think that would just be a blessing to everybody. Hallelujah.
All right, look, 10 good minutes. Listen, folks, you can sponsor 10 good minutes. All you have to do is send an email to the TGRS radio. I'm sorry, TGRS sales, okay, at live.com, and we'll be more than happy to let you jump up in here and sponsor this. You can also sponsor the Get Hype Old School song, which is coming up in a few minutes. You can also sponsor the Listener Lounge. You can sponsor a segment. All you have to do is send that email. We'll send you out a price list. We'll be more than happy to accommodate you. All right, folks, it is time for a weather update, the Old School Get Hype song, and much, much more. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is the Saturday edition. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
All right, the focus of our forecast today, Nika across the Northeast, big snow, some freezing rain, some sleet as well, and temperatures will be right around that borderline. Boston, New York, 34 degrees. That's why we have the mixed precipitation. Cold outbreak, though, across the northern plains of the Midwest. I said that a lot this winter. That's the kind of winter it's been. On Thursday, our focus is going to shift actually to the West Coast, some rain there. Meanwhile, continued cold across the Midwest, 8 for high in Chicago, 6 for high in Minneapolis, and on Friday, still some snow in the Intermountain West, few rain showers down across Florida. Otherwise, pretty quiet in some of the major cities, Boston, New York at 27 apiece, and a mixture of sun and clouds.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Against my body grinding, I'm in the mood, felt the same. Ooh, what's on your mind? It's body bumping time, baby. Don't you want me? 'Cause I want you. Let's do this. What are we doing? Yeah. About that time that I hit you for some bump and grind. I'm in the mood for you. I wanna feel your groove, girl. You can creep on me. Let's go get up on the roof, making me do things that I never did before. Behind closed doors, I'm gonna make you shout for more. This freaky thing is on, body bumping all night long. No doubt about it. If you want it, I can bring it on. Bump it. Yeah.
Am I talking to myself? Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, this is what I'm saying. You all know I talk a lot, and that's what I do. So when you ask me a question, be prepared
to hear what you want to hear. And while I'm talking,
Yes, ma'am. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Shaboom. I'm telling you, I want to tell you.
I'm in and out of time. I ain't got no hurtful feelings to nobody. I'm just doing me. So when I do me, don't get mad at me. But here he goes chiming in. Here you go behind him. Yeah, you're talking too much. No, I'm not. I keep it short. I keep it sweet. I'm going to tell you what I tell you. That's it. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I never do that until you just trick me. That's when I come off. Until then, I'm good. Boom. I bet you I'm under time. What? What?
I think I just made a total fool of myself, sir.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back. 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back.
You
don't
get me to curse. I'm a jerk. Mute me now.
Okay, there you go.
In the house, my boy, Mr. L. Yes. What's up, Big Daddy? What, man? Who you with, Mr. L. Yes, in the house? What's up, Dom?
Who you with?
I'm with you, dog. Let me see. Well, my BZ is in the easy. Hey, girl.
Mute it. I can't breathe.
Oh, Big Earns in the house. What's up, Big E?
Not dead wrong.
Here's a tip, short and sweet, ain't 20 minutes later.
Oh my God. Wow. What a man.
That is so good.
Please don't play it ever again in your life.
Jesus just saved your life.
Hallelujah.
Together.
Oh, look, Rich Sisters are out. Hello, Rich Sister. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
All right. How's it going, Rich Sister?
Right. Doing fine, Rich Sister.
Apple
glad
pie
you can join
unicorns.
Us. Glad you can join us tonight, Rich Sister.
Is Hollywood Nation like taking the weekend off there, Rich Sister? Is that why you decided to show up and grace us with your presence?
Rich Sister.
And as I
Where you been
you
the last
now,
2 weeks, Rich Sister?
She says, I ignored you.
So,
Yeah, that's what she does, yeah. Thank you, Rich Sister, for using up about 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Oh, hell.
It's for sex.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
This twerks a lot.
Oh, hell.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex.
Ugh.
No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood!
I was video after video.
Sex is
for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave. I stayed in.
See, look, see, you see, she didn't leave. Who the hell did I leave? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Hello, Elias. Hello, Mama B. Hello, Rich.
Hey, girl. Hi, Miss Terry.
Hello, Ernest. Ernest, look, you
hey,
that white boy.
Hey, Miss Terry. You see any good videos lately?
Were you that white boy in the video with the panties on, that last video?
No. I tell you what, that one brother had bigger titties than all y'all have us put together. I mean, if y'all saw that video, I was like, good God, man. He doesn't need a bra. He needs a bro.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you been?
Hey, I'm good. I'm here to back my sister up. Don't get me started.
Yeah, that's all you do is just come in and start stuff.
We can
get
I'm moving on up.
Till the top.
Yeah.
You know
come
she talks
sister.
A lot.
Yeah, come on, sister. Come on, I got you.
Princess
I got you.
Got
you ain't
got
to worry about nothing. People have forgot about stuff. You go, let me stir up the damn Kool-Aid. Stir it like coffee. Stir it like coffee. What do you want, Miss Terry?
Come on,
Miss Terry, somebody
answer
them. Be quiet. Man, you always try.
Yeah.
You always
yeah.
try to start something, too. All right, look.
Yeah,
we got all the peoples in the house. The peoples. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. It's about, it's 20 before the top of the hour. Glad you guys are in the house. Listen, tonight's show could be fun. And I know people... we're like,
what kind
of damn topic is this? I can't wait to tune in. And I tell you what, I can't wait to get into it. So without any further ado, let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is one of those questions that make you go, And the question is, if you could switch body parts with one of your friends, what part would you switch? You may have a friend that's got some nice arms. Our friend has a nice-looking nose or something. So that's it, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day. If you could switch body parts with one of your friends, which body part would you switch?
Mumble B's still mad, y'all. You better watch out. Mumble B's are terrible.
I know, man.
I'm
that joke
mad.
Hot, boy.
I mean, mad, damn it. I'm mad.
All right, so here we go. Miss Elias. If you could switch body parts with a friend of yours, which body? Tell us the friend. Tell us what body parts you switch.
I got no friends. I want to switch body parts with everybody. Everybody I know is fat, not in shape, just like me.
Damn!
Birds of a feather flock together.
I can't breathe. So, Miss Elias, which part, bro? You got to have some friend, bro. Okay, give us a friend back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Hey,
what the hell you doing? Would you clean your garage while you're doing the show? What the hell was that?
Is that Momo B throwing stuff around back there?
Oh, it could be. I'm kicking stuff. I'm not with some furniture moving up in this thing. So, Mr. Elias, man, come on, bro.
I never really looked at my friends and said, ooh, he got a nice chest. He got a nice body. I never looked at my friends like that. So, no,
come on, man. Mr. Elias, you don't have to look at a brother a certain way to know this thing.
Somebody said, ooh. Yeah, you do. You have to be looking at somebody to know.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Why don't
you?
Because you can see. That's why. You can see. You can see. You know what?
That means you're paying attention.
Nah, bro.
What the hell you mean? Hey, man. What the hell are you talking about?
Move on.
No, Miss Elias. Listen. You can.
Moving on.
What? You can. Okay.
You don't talk about it, man.
Well, he sounds like he's a little sensitive. Hold up now. Okay, let me ask you, Miss Terry. Now, you don't have to be running on the wrong side of the tracks to notice somebody, right? If you notice something about another person, right?
What's the wrong side of the tracks?
Well, not just for us, not you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not really, really, I mean, because, you know, Elias a man. He ain't noticing nobody, other man.
What
does
that got to do?
You
ain't noticing nothing. What are you talking about noticing?
Really? Ooh, look at him. He got nice biceps.
Yeah.
Ooh, he got nice biceps. You ain't not really got to do that way.
Y'all sound crazy. The fact of the matter is, if you look, if you know how you are, and you see somebody else maybe in the gym working out, and you say, okay, that's it. Like, you can see somebody and be like, that's it. That's how I want to look. It ain't like you sweating them. You want to meet them. You want to get with them. That's how I want to look. You, that's what you're talking about. That's how I want to look. Everybody does
Thank
that. Men and women. It don't mean you gay or you
Thank you. What I said was I never looked at any of my friends like that. The question was, Momobi, not if you see somebody in the gym.
I'm sorry, Mr. Elliott.
Which one of your friends?
We all know. You don't know how to tell people the truth anyway.
Nah, okay, thank you, Mr. Elliott. Thank you very much. All right, so Ernest.
Here we go.
All right, Ernest. Hey, you know what? You may surprise me. All right, Ernest. A friend switching body parts. What friend? What part? You didn't got to tell us his full name for to protect the innocent, but yeah, give us the breakdown.
I mean, I've got good-looking friends and okay-looking friends. I think the only thing, honest to God,
you're not talking about me. We're talking about your other
friend. The only thing I would trade is I wish my beard would grow thicker. I wish I had one of those great thick beards that I could grow.
What,
you know how people just grow hair overnight? Well, I
wouldn't
mind
having a beard. You have a
beard. I do, but it's not like when I compare it to other guys, I'm like, God, your beard is so thick and like perfect, you know. And to me, mine isn't. So I would just trade beards with somebody. I'd want to, you know how people like, especially like some Latino people or whatever, it seems like they can grow hair overnight. Like they wake up with, you know, three days growth for the rest of us. That's the kind of hair I want on my face. That's the only thing I'd pick.
May
the
I
rest
ask
of me,
why?
I can change. The rest of me, I mean, I got a big butt and a big butt. I can change that. I am changing that. Why do I want to trade it? That's cheating. I just want better hair. That's all. A little bit better hair on my face. That's what I. It's boring, but it's the truth. I don't want to trade anything else. I can change myself whenever I want to.
But wait a minute.
Why do I want to trade it out? Why do I want to swap out on Jesus?
You know, swap out. But Ernest, if you have a friend that has a six pack, you don't want to. You don't want to switch out with him.
That's not necessarily a goal that I have in life to have a six pack. I'm a great person whether I have a six pack or not. So.
Oh, I am who I am, and you'd have to love me as I am. Okay, thank you, Ernest. Jesus Christ. Thank you for making it
to
a Dr. Phil moment.
You want me to swap out a dick? Is that what you want me? You want me to swap out a dick with somebody? Is that what you want me to go? Is that where you want me to go?
Say what Jay wants you to say.
I mean, okay, I would go swap out a dick because I want a really big penis to screw a guy in the butt with. Is that what you want to hear, Jay Ryle? There you go.
D-word has become appropriate for this radio show. I want to know.
Yeah,
I'm
wondering what the hell is he lost his damn mind. My mouth is wide open. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, listen, I'm going to be swapping out for a bigger ding-dong sandwich, so keep your mouth open, big man. We'll see where this goes.
You better get punched. You better get your lights punched out right here on air. You keep it up.
Yeah, I bet you won't be egging that on no more.
And nobody talking to you either.
I bet you shut
How about
your mouth
that?
From now on, won't you?
I am. I can't even understand what I'm hearing right now. I can't understand none of this show.
I don't know what the hell you lost your damn mind. This is not the porno channel, Ernest. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pull up.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you said when you came to me,
that's
oh, God,
he
here we go. Like, I'm going to say some big gay thing.
And I was going to move on, Ernest.
That's all I want. God, you just, you're so ridiculous sometimes. I see what you're doing.
You're ridiculous, too. Shut up.
Ridiculous, but whatever, you fat bastard.
Damn, hey, man, back at you. It takes one to know one. Ditto. 347-855-1272. It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Silence! I'd be glad when I leave here in 2 weeks. 347-8501.
You sound mad. He's mad. God damn it. He's mad.
Watch your mouth.
She just took the Lord's name in vain.
Shut up. They don't like to say nothing to me after Ernest went on his rampage.
You got one. You're right. You got a free one. That's good. Yeah, thank you. All right, Rich Sister. I know, Rich Sister, that you are a woman of divine holiness. Just came back from your religious thingy that you just went on. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to ask you this question, but we're going to ask your ass anyway. If you could change.
No,
yes,
I'm cool
yes,
the way
go ahead.
I
yes.
am.
You like
cool
the way you
the way
are?
I am.
You don't want to change out hair with one of your friends because you got some short hair? You don't want to get long hair?
Stop it. See,
no.
Don't do it.
Really?
What?
No, I'm fine the
don't
way I am.
Don't get cussed out.
Apparently, Jay Ryle doesn't like your hair.
Why you got
so
your mouth open?
You take a picture,
nobody's
put on
even
a wig.
Called your name yet. Thank you, Miss Terry. You ain't nothing but a shoot starter. That's what you
I
are.
I love Miss Terry.
Take
right
one
now.
And no one. Take
Terry.
One and no one.
Get away.
That's right.
Okay, fine. It doesn't have to be body part. It could be anything a friend has. How about that? Will that make y'all feel better? Jesus Christ.
I told you this topic
all right
is going to bomb.
No, it's bombing because you're too serious. Oh, I like myself just as I am. I don't need to change anything about me.
I do like
I can
like
change
myself.
My stomach if I want
old
to.
Why am I
going to
walk around
don't need
body
to do that.
At 45 years old? Give me a break.
I don't look at no man. I don't look at my male friends like that because I don't get down like that.
Okay, Big Daddy, if you could change your body part with somebody, what would you change?
Really?
Let me tell you,
just
man. I'm glad you asked me. I'm glad you asked me. I'm glad you asked me, dog. I'm glad you asked me. Let me tell you, man. I got to tell you
probably,
some story with it.
Probably trade a
how much time do we have?
Somebody.
Okay, one more time, and boop, your mic will be
you
on.
Eight
okay,
minutes, actually. Eight and a half
right,
minutes.
I have plenty of time. All right, here's the deal. I remember, man, now this goes to what we were talking about with you, Mr. Elias. You don't have to be looking at nobody to notice somebody. I remember, man, this was back in 1985. I'll never forget this. All the sisters in the unit loved this brother named Sarge Smith. And I'm like, you know, ooh, there goes Sarge Smith, there goes Sarge Smith. I'm like, what is up with Sarge Smith? And, you know, he one of them brothers from Jamaica, man. He had like a little gold tooth up in his mouth, but he one of them cool brothers, man. And what's up that mind? You know, cool brother. You know, because he knew he was the joint, right? And I'm like, you know, I can't stand this brother. So anyway, man, so I go in the bathroom, Ms. Ellis. I'm at the urinal, man. And this joker walks in. Tell myself, what's up that Jay? What's up that Jay? I said, what's up, Sarge Smith? And when I tell you, Sarge Smith pulled up to the urinal.
Hey.
That joker pulled out a damn log.
Hey.
Oh my God! Look,
black snake moan, baby. Black snake moan.
Let me tell you, I was like, you know, man, when you astonished and you like, damn,
appreciate that man's ding dong.
Let me tell you something, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, bro.
Stop now.
This guy, okay, when he pulled that, I was over there saying, good gracious of life, right? And so I'm like, I'm trying not to look. I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man. He thought, what's that, man? You did all right? I said, yeah, I'm doing good, dog. I'm saying to myself, then I went back and told my friend, I said, man, I see why they want this brother, man. This dude got a third leg. So if I can switch the body part.
So not only did you look at his wiener, now you're going around talking about it.
Hey, let me tell you something.
About another man's wiener.
Hey, look here. I'll give a damn. If I had the chance.
Let him talk about it. What's his name?
If I had the chance to switch a body part out, I would want Sergeant Smith Johnston. Good googly moogly. Like, wow.
And listen, Mama B in the chat room said when that brother asked Jay how he felt, Jay should have said, not as good as you, bro.
Mama B got jokes. Let me tell you something. Y'all can say what you want.
Like a scared turtle.
I don't give a damn what y'all say about me. I don't give a damn. I'm comfortable with my skin. I'm telling you right now.
Now you get too personal.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to brag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you can't without lying.
The brother's nice.
Nice ain't a number.
No, I don't need no numbers.
Nice
I don't mention nothing.
Number.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. Hold on.
Yeah,
right now you got me. Now you done put
you
me on blast.
Seven. If you lucky, you a seven. That's it.
Oh, hell no, girl. You better get real. You're a lot bigger than that, homie. You better get it real. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, now
seven. Are you serious? Don't insult me like that. A seven? Are you serious? Really? Hello?
So
I'm gonna banish you. I'm gonna banish you from the show for saying some crazy mess like that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm gonna prove you wrong when I see you. Since you and Mr. Elias is no more, I guess I can slip right on in. Hey, Rich, sister, you won't see it because you won't be invited. Thank you. How about that?
Play that back. Play that backwards, sister.
She
play
don't
want to
see little wrinkled Jay Jr. anyway. Don't nobody want to see that.
Oh, well, guess
thing.
What? You won't either there, fat boy, so shout out.
Well, good, because I went black and I came back. I'm good, brother.
Well, good. And look, and I speak for all the brothers. We glad that you took your ass back. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
All the black people. I'm speaking for all the black people. Who are you, Martin Luther King III?
That's what I am.
Shut up. You're a homophobic jackass.
Hey, man, to hell with you. If I was homophobic, I would have been looking at Sergeant Smith Johnson. What you say, Rich Sister? What?
What? Yeah, he's looking at one man Johnson. Like, what's
wrong
with
that? Let me tell you something. Lord,
ain't nobody named Smith Johnson either. Ain't nobody named Smith Johnson. Because keep it real, damn it. I got to Google him.
No. His name is Sergeant Smith. And I said his Johnson. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Johnson is a name for a ding-dong, Momo. Johnson.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, Lord, she crazy.
Johnson,
Lord,
not with a T. Johnson. Little J. Jr.
I don't know his first name. That was back in 84, Momo B. I don't know what happened. You know,
you
I wonder, man.
You know
his
name.
I bet you, man. That joker, I bet you to knock some females down, boy. I just would love... That, I said, man, let me just have it, man, for just a
Lord,
week. And let me just go through. What you going? Hold on, Ms. Terry. Are you trying to tell me that you've never seen another man's ding-dong sandwich? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I had sports in high school, but I ain't walked around saying, ooh, I wish I had his penis.
Hey, you should.
Yeah, I can't see Mr. Elias walking around saying, hey, did you see JoJo's pee-pee?
Did you see his pee-pee? He got a big one. I wish I had that one, brother. Hey, let me tell you something. let me tell you something. If you see a brother that every time he shows up, the girls are grinning from ear to ear, I'm like, man, is it his cologne? Is it the car he drives? No. It's his ding-dong sandwich. And when I tell you that brother was holding, let me tell you something. I'm a heterosexual male, baby. That joke, I'm like, good. What?
I've seen that.
I'm sorry, Ms. Elliot.
I've seen them smile when you come around. Listen, you know, they say, the girls, they love you, man. That's what I've seen that happen before.
He said, I'm sorry.
What you talking about then? So why you acting like that then?
You know, you said when the females come around, they always smile. You know, every fella like you, man, they said the girls, they love you, man. I understand it.
Oh, so that was your long way of trying to tell a joke, trying to compare me to Heavy D. You're trying to call me fat, in other words. That's your joke.
Man, I'm just saying. Oh,
you're funny. Shut up.
Oh, my Lord. I can't take it.
That was great, Miss Elliott. That was a great joke. Mm. All right, look, we're going to step out because
that was your
penis. They're trying to clown me because I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth around here, bro.
I appreciate your truth. I appreciate your truth.
And look here, ain't no shame in my game.
I want to know his name.
What's his name? Tell me. What's your name, pretty thing? Tell me. Oh. See how I jump in there? I can make a song out of any damn thing. How about that? What's your name? Yeah. Get on the good foot.
Okay. I'm done now.
Hi.
I'm waiting for the text.
I am. All right, we'll be back after this. Keep it locked.
My baby wants to talk to me. She giving me the third degree. The peace is showing up disturbed. I know I'm just getting on a nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world. Come home to me.
If you meet her on Facebook, tweet me. My baby is the only one I freak see. She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. And I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold-blooded, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much.
yeah. She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know about it like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south.
Oh, yeah,
tenderloni,
yeah.
Take the words out your mouth and the power of the love make you feel so good.
That's why
I love her like a grown man should.
There goes my baby girl. She is my baby.
Welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star. Momo B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
Y'all
want to
delay sound like a bunch of chickens,
don't
you?
Will shine.
I can sing it.
Momo B.
Your trust in my whole eye.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song. Shut the hell up.
Dr. Princess Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
And Jay Rao with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult.
I know sometimes I can be impossible.
I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you want to walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and want to stay.
Yeah. Sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle to that.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to... Wow, this is exciting. Momo B for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Y'all heard, take
take it from the top. One, two.
I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm going to tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRF Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Damn right it's Saturday. Welcome back in to the J. Rouse Show. Sugar. 347-850-1272 is that calling number. Pick up the line and call us if you need someone to talk to. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the L. What's up, partner?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
All day. Hanging out with Momo BZ in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Keeping it real. Keeping it right.
To be with you tonight. So good. So right. To be with you tonight. See how I do it? I can tie it all together. Big Earn is it out. What's up, Big Earn?
You don't understand. Sergeant Smith is heavy structured. He's big boned. He's hung low. He take out his whole barrel.
Hey, that's the truth. Thank you, Ernest. Miss Terry's it out. What's up, Miss T?
You would know.
Hey. I would.
Hey.
And let's all be quiet for 1 second and give it up for Rich Sister, Bobby Jones, Bobby Jones. Hello, Richard.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, man. Back in the house, 6 minutes after the hour, the QOD, the question of the day, we're asking you if you could switch places or switch a body part with a friend of yours. We want you to tell us about the situation and what body part you would switch. So far, Mr. Elliott said, look, I don't look at my friends like that. I like myself just the way I am, big belly and my with a receding hairline. That's how I love myself. So, okay, no problem. You can stay that way, Mr. Elliott. Big Earn said, look at him. I need a full beard like Duck Dynasty. That's all I want.
Uh-oh. No, I never said okay. Not like Duck Dynasty.
Well, okay.
Assholes.
Close to it. All right. And I said, look, I wish I had a ding-dong sandwich like Sergeant Smith. Because he got a big ding-dong.
The closer I get to you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, the more you make me feel. Yeah. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And y'all would be look at, and y'all would be saying the same thing if you saw Sergeant Smith Johnson.
I wouldn't have been loving to us.
Well, you all stop it. Going back to my question to you, you've never seen another man's ding dong besides your own.
I said yes when I played high school sports.
He never said that.
I never said that.
I said, I'm sorry. Let me talk to your rep. Let me talk to your attorney. Yes, Ernest. What did he say, Ernest?
Well, apparently I'm the only attorney listening to the show because he never said that. He said he played sports. He's seen one. He's just not Googling it like you are. Ooh,
I didn't Google it either.
It's over there.
Yes, you did.
He's like, ooh, look at Sergeant. Man, have y'all seen his stuff?
Have
y'all
seen his stuff?
Ooh, I'd like
to see
that.
Hey, bro, look at me.
Yeah, huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. The girls, they love him. All day. All right, so now.
What did I
have
with that thing?
I think somebody else love him.
And what I say, I know you want to see it too, like Rich Sister. I bet Rich Sister been looking too, like, damn, I declare I shouldn't be looking. I'm going to take me another peek. I declare. Ooh.
I do declare.
Callie Wood, I got to tell you something. I'm a little late tonight. Why you late? Why you ain't at your station? I'm looking at Sergeant Smith Ding Dong Sandwich.
Oh, see, it's just tainted when you say it that way. It's just tainted.
Well, that's the truth. All right, so anyway, during the break, you heard the latest from Ron Isley and Kim. Nice group. Now, you know the thing is, y'all should go out there. Here's the thing that really kills me about these videos. You go out and look at that video. Ron Isley's old. Yeah, who is that? Is that his girlfriend for real? Because I thought she was sitting next to him at one of the award shows.
She might have been.
Serious?
I don't know. Hey, man, look. Hey.
You got to look real pretty, young girl.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean,
and?
That's ridiculous. Huh?
What's ridiculous about it?
Why?
Because he's freaking almost 80 years old.
And
so
when you
what?
Get 80 years old, you don't want that pretty sitting by on your side?
No, because it'll probably be younger than my daughter. I can't roll
yeah,
like that, Miss Terry. I know you like that kind
that's
of stuff,
Mel,
but
Harry,
not
please.
Not me.
His kids are young.
Don't even do it.
Ron Isley is paying, got bread. Yeah, I'd sit next to Ron Isley.
You're going to be there for the money. That's you.
Whatever.
You're going to look at Sarge's ding dong sandwich, but you don't want.
That was back in
84.
That was back in 1984.
You lost your mind.
The hell with y'all. Let me tell you something. He's 80 something years old.
Sergeant Smith wieners.
Hey, that could be it. Hey, look here. I still have a leg on my brother. That could be it. Look at
that's why he's always with that cane. He's just trying to hold himself up with that big thing.
Hey, it could be it now. I mean, my hat off to you, my brother.
I mean, his osteoporosis kicks in with that big thing hanging on his waist. I mean, good Lord, help that man.
But
you know what?
Give him a back brace or something.
He just had a baby. His stuff
and
still
she
working?
Had a baby. Baby's probably like 4 or 5, maybe, yeah.
Oh, well, you know,
yeah.
He ain't going to be around
yeah.
That baby
yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
In high school.
Yeah, he's busting it. He's busting it.
That's why
it.
He's having him now. He ain't got to stay up and take care of him.
Damn.
He's not soon enough. He ain't got to worry about it.
You know what, man, but I don't know. See, I just can't
don't
do it.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
I can't date somebody that's younger than my kids. I can't do
well,
that.
Okay,
I won't do it. You can say what the hell you want. I'm not like you, Mysterious.
Kids want to date your old ass anyway.
Drive around to school with lollipops in your pocket. The hell with you. I'm not like you. Okay?
Don't
I know you like a young, dumb, and full of you know what.
With your sleep apnea and your big leather jacket. Don't nobody want that at 20
Ernest,
or
you know, nobody's
years
not
old.
Paying attention. Do you need some attention, Ernest? Because no one's ignoring your big ass. Shut up.
I hear laughing. They must be laughing at what I said because you just saying stupid things.
They must be laughing at what you're saying. Hell with you.
Yes.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Mr. Ellis. And this is all this is in all sincerity. Would you want a ding dong, Mr. Ellis, that was 12 and a half inches long?
What?
I'm talking to Mr. Ellis.
Mr. Ellis. I don't obsess over ding dongs this much.
Repeat the question.
Mr. Ellis. Would you want? No, say just you know, we're a community radio show. Have you? Would you
yeah,
want one that big?
Nah,
you want one that big?
No.
Look, dog, you
trying to
touch
it?
I don't think I want one that big.
No,
that's too big.
Yes.
That's too big.
Mm-mm. Wow.
No, I am gay, and I don't talk about ding dong sandwiches. This
oh my God, wow. Ernest, we heard you the first time, Ernest. Oh my God, look
somebody
at me, pay attention to me, I'm Ernest.
Really?
I like the first time.
You see. You know you're backed in a corner. Now you're attacking other people.
Are you going to attack me now because you're backed in a corner? No. I'm Ernest. Look at me.
Do you even hear something what you're saying, or are you just rattling on trying to be funny?
Oh,
you sound
I'm
stupid.
Ernest.
You sound stupid.
I tell you, you sound stupid, Jay. You sound just ignorant. Because
that's what you're going to do all night. You're just going to sound like some little girl.
Oh, am I
night?
Getting to you, Tito Jackson? Sit your ass down and shut up.
No, you're not. I feel sorry for you because
yeah.
You're making an asshole out of yourself.
Oh,
but go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh,
you're
no,
making
go
an
ahead.
Ass out of yourself, Jay. Because you're
but
an
you're
asshole.
You're still doing it, and you think it's funny. You sound like an idiot.
I don't think it's funny, Ernest.
Shut up. No. Good, because nobody's laughing at your dumb ass. How about that?
Nobody's laughing at your dumb ass. Heterosexual ass.
No.
So anyway,
I never
said
that.
All right, so look, the Coyote is the question of the day.
Momo's not too bad for radio now.
We're asking you, or asking the piece, if you could. Oh, I got to read this. Remind me to read this thing. I got to read it. All right, look. If you could switch a body part, with a friend.
Ooh.
And so, Momo B, see, since you know how the game is going, we're going to go to you, Momo
B,
baby.
Like, come to me, because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Come to me.
When you put your arms around me, baby, come.
Just see. See how I did that?
You were trying to diss me. I'm talking about the old school. Okay, anyway, bring it back. I'm there. I'm here now. Yes.
Huh? Reel it in, Momo.
I was doing parts with my friend. What would I do? I'm going to tell you
straight
up.
Hold on. Is your friend Mac Mama? You talking about Mac Mama?
You know what I
mean? Girl, come on. The idiot part. Come on, girl. I'm listening.
No. Mac Mama is the name of the friend, but I don't want her whole ass. I just want a quarter of it.
I want the other half, girl. Just give me the other half.
That's a lot of half.
That's too much. It's too much for anybody.
No, it's not, girl.
The Lord said that the burden is not mine. It's the Lord.
That's a big enough ass. It's got you stuttering, Momo.
I don't want all of it. It's too much. I retire. That's too much. Real. It
Give
is
me
too
some
much.
Of it.
I just want a quarter of it, and I'm good.
I'm joking, guy. I know you're cute. I'm going to leave you alone.
Because
sorry.
What I lack in the back, I make up in the front. Okay?
However,
personally speaking, I would like a little bit more. I mean, I'm just a little bit. I'm not asking for much. I'm not begging either. I'm just saying, I would like a little bit more back in the back.
Take all of it.
Just
take all of her.
I know what I like. I know the shape I want to be. And so I just wish that I just did. So if I could, I would just a little bit. She ain't even
got to
have surgery. I just want to scrape it off.
You ain't got no surgery. Hey, look at that's what Robin Harris said. That's what brother's dry Cadillacs, baby. That's my brother's dry Cadillacs. Oh,
I don't even know what that means.
That sister's got asses so big they can't fit nothing. Their asses can't fit nothing but Cadillacs. That's what that means.
That's funny.
How is that helping me? I don't understand that.
We're just saying that you need to take on, you need to get all that thing, girl. Just get it all. Don't worry about it. Just get it all.
Well, if she lets you take an extra piece from me.
Cause boy, that girl there got a big bell on her, boy. Lord. Wow.
And I had the pleasure of feeling this when I first met her, I don't know if y'all know, but we met on the internet. I didn't know her before. So we met on the internet, and when I met her face to face, I just had to touch it because I did. How does it feel?
You touched her boob?
It feels nice and soft. I did. I was squeezing everything.
Did you cover it with two hands?
Yes.
I'm there. Don't talk like that around me. Don't do it.
You know, one hand, the right hand ain't running the left and vice versa. I need a two-hand combination to realize if this is real or not. And I felt it, I touched it, I rubbed it, and I don't know if it was real.
Rub it down.
I accept that she told me that it was real and it was hers. I accept that. But...
I knew on the feel, because I always thought that if you got Bama dancing, it would be hard. But it wasn't hard. It was nice and soft. So I was like, I'm surprised.
Momo, can
really
I touch your booty? Can I touch your booty when we say hi to each other in person? Can I just touch your booty? I'm not going to, like, put a finger in it or nothing.
Of course you can,
homeboy.
You can, Ernest. Let me tell you something. But I don't know where we're going to meet, but truth be told, I'm planning on bumping this up a bit. So, hi.
Hi.
Oh,
I think we're losing. Hey, listen, and you know what? I went over to a friend's house last night. She's got beautiful boobs. The first thing I did when I walked up, I just motorboated her boobs. I love doing that to women. I love it.
Yeah, I do too, but I can't get away with that, Ernest. I get punched when I try to do stuff like that.
I can.
That don't work.
See, that is the great thing about being gay. You can do that and not get slapped. With most people.
You know, man, a friend of mine, Miss Elias, told me, man, she went to a gay bar, dude, and, you know, and she was with some gay friends, and they were all dancing, and the dudes, you know, the gay dudes, man, it was all up on her, you know, they didn't care. She said, man, she was in that dude, it was a dude in there, bruh, that guy was all up on her getting an erection, man, and she said she looked at that dude, she said that dude was straight, he was up in there, man, just taking advantage of the situation. I couldn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah, she said that she said that she looked down. She said that dude's ding-dong was hard as hell, and he was rubbing all up on her booty and everything. And the gay dudes, when they was doing it, wasn't nothing wrong with doing it. They stuff just stayed regular. His stuff was hard as hell. And she said that that dude was straight, man. She said, Jay, would you go
well,
to
now you
a
know where to go hang
club?
Out, Jay.
I
because
said,
it's different.
Yeah.
It's
going to
totally
give me that
different.
Kind of results. Hell yeah,
so
baby.
I'll tell you something. It's totally different. Just like if I'm a woman and I have a female friend with me, whoever she
yes.
is, she just, I know she's straight, whatever. And she said, oh, your blues, I like your blues. I'm just, and she wants to feel them. I'm like, I feel them. Like, I know she's straight, whatever, whatever. But if
yes.
there was a lesbian, you can't touch me, girlfriend, because I don't know you. And what are you doing? Don't do it.
Now you sound lying. Like Callywood when that stripper
no,
was up on her.
No, I don't even know what was going on there.
Yes, you did.
I don't
yes,
know what was
yes,
going
yes,
on there.
Yes.
That was totally
that was
different.
That
was totally different because the lesbian came up to me. I mean, she would have came up to me and said, oh, I'm gay, and I know she was gay, and I was just, no. Not saying that. I'm just saying. There's a difference. That's all I'm saying. There's a difference. Well,
it's not
me,
your cup of tea.
In my
yeah,
situation
I mean,
with
right.
you,
yeah.
it is totally different. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So would you go hang out at the gay bar, Momo B, and let
gay
dudes grab all over you?
I'm in a gay bar. Yes.
Momo, let's go to
there.
A gay club together down in Florida.
I'm in there.
We'll keep your eye on Ernest because Ernest is going to be gone.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. The bathroom's rocking. Don't come knocking, baby. Not
uh-oh.
For a few minutes, anyway.
Okay, okay. Yuck.
I'm in
okay,
there checking out Sergeant Smith. Hello.
I'm facing my Mama B. Mama B goes where there's fun. Wherever there's fun, I'm going. I don't care who is in there. I'm going.
Me
fun,
too.
I'm going. And that's how I live my
me
life.
Me too.
Mr. Elliott, did you go to a gay bar, dog, and pick up some honey?
No, he wouldn't.
No. I don't think
he
I would.
Can't even
either.
Tell the truth.
I don't think
we
I
could
either.
We should take Miss Terry with us because, you know, she's all
oh,
about
please.
Watching two men and man and a woman.
Miss Terry.
Please, come
Terry
on.
Go.
With us too.
Miss Terry go any place that's a fun. I love
there
partying in the gay club. Don't strip.
If she
I think
no
we need to
on,
let
no matter
Miss
she
Terry
go.
Pick the spot.
Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm not laying with you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you won't be, and you will be. You
I'm
will
not
be.
Laying with you.
Yeah, you
don't
will be.
Don't worry about it.
You're going to be caught. When I see you, you're going to say
you
a tear.
Don't worry about that.
A tear shot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Miss Terry's like, take my name out your mouth. Don't worry about it.
All right. Speaking of which, Miss Terry. If you had a friend, what friend would you like to switch body parts with?
Well, I'm kind of like there with Momo B, except that's my cousin. My cousin's got the most beautiful ass. I was growing up,
tell us how beautiful
that's my
it is.
Cousin. I love her, but
oh,
she just got, and it's still plump. You know, it's
oh,
just
is
so
it?
Pretty.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time I see her, I slap her on it. I do. It's just beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
When you slap it, does it shake like jelly?
It shakes. No, it don't shake like jelly, but it shakes just a little bit. It's soft, but
it's firm. It's soft and firm.
I never feel
it.
I never feel it. It's not
let me ask you, Mister. Can you when you lift up one booty cheek? Is it heavy?
Uh-oh.
Jay, zip your pants up. Don't answer any more questions.
I know. But the question I want to ask you.
Have you ever seen a thong?
Wait a minute,
wait a minute. Have you ever seen a thong?
Yeah. See my cousin.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Ah.
Oh, damn.
Come on, you knew it was going to that.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, I love it. I'm loving the conversation.
How I long to be around you. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Get you some Z's. I know you crazy and delusional right now. You know what you're saying. I'm talking about some 5 minutes. You don't got me mixed up with some of them England brothers. We US of A, baby. Red, white, blue. I said it right. It's America, Jack. Living in America. I feel good. Miss Elias, man, look, man, it's time to go. Y'all must sit here delayed. Miss Elias, man, can we sit this thing down, man?
You're tired. You tired?
Let's
talk. Look at you.
Yeah, you're going to get some rest. Look here. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I know you all for hot and bothered, and you wanted to keep going. This ain't 1-800 sex lips. We ain't standing on the damn line for your ass. I done got naked. I'm trying to get out the phone. I done got naked. I done got comfortable. Put your damn clothes back on. This ain't no free sex line. Why y'all hanging up so fast? Put your damn clothes on. Jump your ass in the shower. This ain't 1-800 hot lips.
Rewind. Find.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say.
What?
What?
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network online radio at its best. Friends and family of the show as well. And of course, Miss Terry had a question before the last break. We definitely want to let her do that coming up next. But meantime, in between time, tomorrow morning, right here on the TJRS Radio Network at 9 a.m., it is the serious side of the J. Rouse Show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldean, and Jerome Esprit. Let me tell you, it's going to be a great show. We're talking about some hell of a things tomorrow. You know, there's a new Stand Your Ground case that's going on. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about child support. We're going to talk about the O'Reilly interview with the president. So we have a lot to talk about. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Wednesdays, who's Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo Beezy in the Heezy, Dr. Princess Aldea. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show, the Who's Wednesday edition. Now, if you were here last Wednesday, we had Aaron Jordan in the house. And let me tell you something. They got in his ass, and let me tell you this. He is ready to come back on Wednesday and fight all you females. He said he is ready. So who knows? We may get him in here for an hour and let you ladies have at him. But that's happening every Wednesday, 7:30 right here. Thursday, it is the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, 7 o'clock p.m. Friday, it is Ladies First Radio with Matula Donis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Rich Sister. Great conversation. The ladies will have you going. Tune in 7 o'clock p.m. Central. Right here on the station, and of course every Saturday we're hanging out with me, Mr. Elias, Momo BZ, and Nicky Z, Big Earn, Miss Terry, Rich Sister. Everybody's up in the house. Check us out right here on the network. Ernest, talk to us, brother.
Oh my God. Sorry. He caught me off guard. You can find out everything you need to know at ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Wow, I'm sorry, I just choked on my own spit. We're on 5 days a week, and we have a lot to offer. Now, Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, J. Ryle is not on with his dumb ass. It is Jane Hoffman with Political Gravity and her new co-host. I hear you back there. It's Jane Hoffman. She's got a new co-host, John Yoder. He's a really great guy, and he co-hosts Political Gravity with her, covering the world of politics and religion. And I tell you, this guy John Yoder, I don't really know who he is because I've never met him in person, but he adds a great element to the show. Now, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern,
It's Music Monday, celebrating independent music one artist, one CD at a time. It's never a dull show. Wednesday, Jane and John are back on Beaten Path at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's our inspirational show of the week, and John adds a great element to that, too. It's a good show, Beaten Path on Wednesday. Now, Thursday, I am here at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Earnest Experience Radio Show. It's 2 hours of talk, news, weather, our own listening lounge, and a whole lot in between. You don't want to miss it. Now, Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, I'm hanging out with all these jokers for Saturday edition. It is a simulcast between ERN and the TJRS Radio Network to the finest people in the business. A little jackassy at times, but the finest in the business. It is the funniest show you are going to hear on radio all week long. I guarantee it. You don't want to miss it. Now, you can find out that and a whole lot more and listen to recent shows, find our Twitter and Facebook, all that good stuff at earnestradionetwork.com. That's it. Back to you, fat ass.
Thank you, punk. All right, Rich, tell us what's going on with you.
You can check me out, Thoughts for Vision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can also check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
And, of course, Monday through Friday on the J. King Network, it's Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12. Light-skinned Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, my main man Robert Red Wine, Simi is on there, another brother by the name of DSL, I don't know what his real name is. Lenny Lynn's in the house as well. It's Kings in the Morning every Monday through Friday, 10 to 12.
Oh,
of course, you can check out our boy G.O.G. Just type his name in the top right-hand corner here on Facebook, here on BTR, or you can find him on is it squarespace.biz or something like that?
georgeabouttown.squarespace.com.
There it is. You can check him out. All right, 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you. Tonight, the QOD, the question of the day, we're asking you, if you could switch body parts with a friend of yours, could be a friend, could be a foe, don't matter, if you could change body parts with somebody, who would you change body parts with? And so far, let's to recap the answers if you're just tuning in. Mr. Elias said he don't look at dudes like that. I didn't say it could have been a female friend, Mr. Elias. You know, hey, it could have been a female friend. But he says, look, I don't look at nobody like that. The hell with you. I'm keeping my own body parts. Ernest said, look, he just want
to
think.
Why would I
want
to switch
to
a woman and be a woman body parts?
Well, wow. A woman could have nice eyes. You know, you never know, Mr. Elias. She could have something. You never know. So Ernest said he wants a big beard. That's what he wants. He wants a thicker beard.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a bigger beard. And Miss Terry, we haven't asked her yet. We'll get to her next. Momo Beasy said she wants just a little bit more junk in the trunk.
Something.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She said her cousin's ass, like
yes,
Momo Beasy.
Yes,
cousin
yes,
had a
yes,
nice
I did.
Ass.
That's
nice one, remember?
You
see,
hello.
So much booty
that's
going
why
around.
You had to go get a towel and go to break early.
Ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Yes, right. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry about that. You're right. So the Jefferson sisters.
Yes, Mr. Sarge got you distracted.
I know you're not talking. Be quiet. Nobody asked you nothing. We don't want to hear nothing from you. Thank you. So the Jefferson sisters, both want booties. They want bigger booties. That's what they want. I thought, hey, Miss Terry, what you going to do with some more booty? You got your booty big enough? Where you going to put it?
I think he just called you fat.
I said, your booty is big enough. Where you going to put it?
I had a question to ask you. Did you talk all this mess about what you gonna do, blah, blah, blah? Answer this. So when Sarge was standing next to you, how long did yours dip to? Like, was it a fourth of a chunk of Sarge's ascent? I have never heard a black man say he wants somebody else to see it. So I want to know. Where are you, Lay? You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little confused. He was in a state of shock.
Let me put it this way. You know what? I see where your head was going. Let me put it this way. Let me give you a hint. Have you ever heard of the damn TV show called Eight is Enough? Uh-huh. Okay, there you go. There you go. Any more questions?
Well, no. Nah. Well,
is your mouth watering now? Is your mouth watering now, Miss Terry? Tell me some damn.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it
and
is.
My son, if y'all know, no real woman wants like a 12-inch or whatever. It depends on how you use and what you got.
That's true.
So
no,
hell no.
Again, talk about all day long. But you talking about you might be on a machine.
And the girls are smiling.
I'm not gonna kill you, Jay. I'm not okay. You talking about they might have to put you on a machine to breathe? Me, no. No, it ain't going
to
happen. I'm not going
to
be the one
talking
serious.
To? Are you talking about
Sorry.
Me?
Sorry. You.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, Terry, let me tell you something. I will ride your ass like a damn black stallion. So sit your ass up.
No.
Put a saddle on your ass. Somebody says, ooh, Jay, get up off me. Get up
no.
off me.
You want to breathe. You'll be on a breathing machine. No.
I ain't going to be on nothing. I can add that on, too, if that makes you feel good. You want to role play? I can put a breathing machine on if you want to.
Whatever blocks
I'm helpless. Oh, I'm your nurse. Let me come in and work on you. You want to do that? We can do that. Hey, no problem. Role play.
No.
I just want to grow up in my mouth.
Well, I know you should. Y'all too. Shut up. All right, so anyway, so now, Rich Sister, it's time for you to answer the question, girlfriend.
I already
and don't
did.
Say,
I said I was fine.
She did.
The way I
you,
was.
You mean you fine the way you are? There's nothing you want to improve. Nothing. You don't want bigger lips, luscious lips, a better smile. Your girlfriend got pretty hands. Maybe you got hammer time in your shoes. You want some pretty toes. Come on. Talk to me.
I'm good.
She answered it. Didn't you insult her hair?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich Sister. I forgot. Let me talk to their attorney. Yes, Mr. Attorney Ernest. She did answer it. I'm sorry.
I'm just asking, didn't you insult her hair when you asked her the question before? Didn't you insult her hair?
Oh, so you wanted to try to bring that up. I did. I did, actually.
I'm cool with my hair, by the way.
You need longer hair, Rich Sister. Your hair needs to be a little bit longer. And don't put that wig on that you had on with Tina Turner. You need regular
need
hair.
No.
Regular hair.
I don't need the weave.
Don't put on that anime Bullock wig. It don't look good on nobody.
Weavy wonders. I don't need to be one of
Weavy
them.
Weavy wonders.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, damn. All right, here we go. When you sit back and think about this now, and you know, listen, the reason for the actual question is for comedy. And, you know, I think we had a little fun with it. But, you know, I read an email, Ms. Taylor, a couple of emails, actually, when we did our show on the top 10. And people were saying that it was good, but they really didn't understand our top 10 love song. They didn't understand it because of all the chaos. And one person said, well, we couldn't really hear them because of the drunk caller. I said, that's not a drunk caller. That was one of our calls. I said, she was just feeling pretty nice. Don't worry about her. She'll be all right.
So I think
what we should do, at least once a month, have a top 10, our top 10 list. Right? Doesn't matter. You know, we could do cars, we could do food, we could do whatever. I just thought the response from that was pretty damn good. Your thoughts, Mr. Elias?
I would love that, man. That would be great, man. You know, you got your own top 10. I think that would be just a bomb diggity, man, what we need.
Hey, don't sound so excited, Mr. Elias. I'm sold on your response. I can't wait to do it right now. The hell was that?
Well, hop your ass to it then. Hell.
All right, Michelle, look, man, I'm leaving to go
right
to Scotland in 2 weeks. So what are you going to talk about while I'm gone?
Soon enough. I hate doing a show with your black ass, and I'm glad you're gone. Hell. That's not a show topic, is it? Yes, it is. We're going to fill two hours with that. We're going to do it without J. Rao. Let's see. We can do it without his ass anytime, any day of the week. We don't need his black ass around.
I feel so much love in the room. I feel so much love in the room.
Yeah, we'll have a tan jacket burning party in your honor.
You know what we're going to have in your honor, Rich Sister? We're going to have a damn class to learn the Bible scriptures with your fraud ass. How about that? We're going to have a class to learn scripture since you can't cite them on damn topic. Now, how about that? We got a Bible study. We all can learn the scripture.
We're going to have Bible study. Yeah, we're going to have Bible study.
What are you trying to do? You trying to mock me in earnest? Are you trying to pay me back for me dealing with you?
No, I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't. So for those who may not know what we're talking about, Rich's sister is supposed to be our resident holy person, but then when she was put on the spot, she can recite, Mr. L.E.S. knew the damn scriptures better than Rich's sister, and I was shocked.
Why were you shocked, man?
Because you're a heathen, that's why. You're a heathen.
Well, a heathen.
And for a heathen to know the Bible better than a religious person.
Well,
what did you know?
I didn't hear you offer anything.
I didn't say I did. I was asking. I was asking for Bible scriptures, and Rick's sister couldn't recite one.
Well, like you want to hear it anyway.
Okay, Rick's sister. Let's test it again. Here we go. Rich sister, if we are in a situation, let's say a person is down and out, they're facing depression, which scripture in the Bible would you turn them to go to? Where would you tell them to go in the Bible, Rich sister? 1001.
I'm not even going to entertain you because you don't want to hear it no way. You don't want to hear it no way.
Uh-oh.
Rich sister, you should have just talked about do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what Jay needs to learn from.
You should have just went to your. You should have called a friend, dialed a friend, and called Ernest. He would have helped you out. That's what you should have did. Jesus Christ. All right, so look, folks.
My breath on you, brother.
Ooh, she sounds like she upset for real. All right, Rich sister, we leave you alone, girl. You ain't got to get all like that because I question your biblical knowledge. Don't get mad at me. Thank you very much. All right, 347-857-1272. Now, the Olympics are going on right now, and for me, I don't see what the hell is the big deal about the Olympics. Who would watch the Winter Olympics, Mr. Elias? Who?
I don't know, man. I don't watch the Summer Olympics, to be honest.
I watch Summer Olympics. Wait a minute. Now, the Summer Olympics have, they have tennis. They have track and field. You don't watch that?
They got booties. They got titties. They got everything shaking from side to side.
Ooh, you ain't lying.
Who don't watch that?
Summertime.
Especially the men running the track. Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody wants that.
I'm just saying. Hold on. Let me ask you a question, Miss Terry. So do women look at sports like men look at sports? What I mean by that is that you'll catch us watching figure skating just to see booties. So do y'all watch sports the same way?
I watch track just to see what I want to see. Yes.
Are you serious?
And then make it slow and then get it close up. Don't play. What was that black dude that's the fastest man on? What was his name?
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
Is he the one from Jamaica?
Yes, yeah. Lord, yes. Thank you. God bless him.
I'm looking
bless
him up, man.
What's wrong with you?
Wasn't his name Usain Bolt? That's what it was. His name was
Usain
Bolt.
Usain Bolt. Yeah.
I'm falling out of the spirit. Get not. I'm just
saying. Clean it some more.
Clean it.
My sister is crazy.
Well, she's out like, ooh, I just want to see Usain Bolt.
You know what she
want
to do? She want to be child in church. Somebody say.
You want to take somebody's
job?
Yeah.
What's
wrong with you?
Yeah, some of them Jamaicans.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, out of all the sports, I'll start with you, Miss Terry. Out of all the sports, which sport would give you the best erotic feeling if you had to watch it? Which sport would turn you on, girl?
Who, me?
Yes, you, Miss Terry.
Track and field.
Nothing else?
I don't really look at, like, they wear tight stuff on, like, figure skating and not figure skating. What is it?
I don't know.
Dancing or whatever. But
speed skating?
No. Yeah, something like that. But, no, track.
Something like that. Something like that. Oh, my God. Okay, so
it's one of
the
things white people do
it for you. Track.
Yeah. And it's not,
okay.
It was Bolton, but the guy before him, Michael, I think, or something.
Michael Johnson.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Oh, my God, calm down, baby, calm down.
He's a good-looking
yes.
brother, man. He's a good-looking brother.
I'm not talking
brother.
About how good-looking he is, huh? No.
I
he,
am.
Yes.
You know what? Are you horny all the time? Every time
what?
We talk to you, you talk about yes. Ooh, ooh. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
are you okay?
I'm fine. That's very high sex. You know, that's good. That's good. You mm-hmm. It would be a problem if I never talked about it. Ask me when
you
I don't talk
control.
About it.
Yes, you do. Jesus.
I
all right, thank you, Ms.
You
Terry, for erotic
I need
sports.
Some control. Oh,
no,
baby. I don't need nothing. Yes,
wait.
Yes.
Give me a sport that when you look at it, you're looking at it for all the wrong reasons, girl.
Basketball.
Yes.
Basketball. I love my
basketball.
It is
what are you
looking
at?
Why are you looking at that for the wrong reason?
Number one, since y'all don't know me, I love basketball. I do.
But I'm saying for the wrong reasons.
I don't know what you're talking about. When you said sport that I love, that came up in my mind. That's the first thing that came up in my mind was basketball. Now,
was it the word balls that just triggered this response, or was the basket have something to do with it as well?
No, I love the slam dunk, baby, slam dunk it.
I bet you do, girl.
Yes, slam dunk it in the ghetto. But
for no reason at all.
Somebody put something in Momo B's basket right now, please.
And the second after basketball is football. Now, football you can talk about because I don't know nothing about football. When I was in school, I liked football because I knew the player. I knew them, so that there you go. But
in the biblical
sense? I don't know the players while watching on TV. But what I do know is I can't even recognize them. Everybody got a helmet and uniform. I don't know who's what. It's voting for the numbers. I don't even know what you're doing. But when you crash into each other, you just doing what you got to do. You crashing into each other.
Oh, my God. Something is seriously wrong with you. Oh,
I love it. I love the whole sport. I love sports. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, good. All right, Rich Sister, should we ask you this question?
It.
Rich Sister, is there a sport that you watch?
I feel it.
Oh, God. Is there a sport that you watch, Rich Sister, that that when you look at it, you look at it for all the wrong reasons, Rich Sister, just by chance?
No, I don't really watch sports.
What about
you on the internet
the
all the time? You ain't
and,
catching a little football or basketball from time to time? You on that internet 24 hours a day?
Yeah, no. What are you doing on the internet 24 hours a day if you don't watch sports? What are you doing?
I see. I'm just playing. I'm not being mean. I'm just playing with her. So.
Well, you started. So what are you doing when you're out there 24/7?
Guess you got to try some of that, didn't you?
Rich Sister, you don't... Now, see, I'm not a sports person either, Rich Sister, but don't you watch, like figure skating? I love to watch figure skating.
I bet you do.
She don't watch sports.
I don't even watch sports.
Not anything?
Well,
I can understand. I'm not really a sports person either. There is one I do like, though, but...
You know, I heard something today about a former colleague, Miss Elias, and I'm debating should I put this on the air or not. Because I can't stand this heifer.
Oh.
And, but, you know.
Don't put it on. If you can't stand her, then it's all mean.
That's every reason.
Because that would be the only damn reason why I'm doing it. Taking pleasure in telling the audience.
Just fight, and then we don't do that here.
Okay.
When you say it like that, if you had to preface it with that, then I would call it.
But it would give me great pleasure in saying it, though. I would feel good.
Don't hear it.
I can't feel good? No? Okay, fine.
No.
No.
Don't feel good at somebody else's expense like that, no.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Okay, fine. I was going to do it, too.
You know better, you do better.
You feel good too. I was about to celebrate. Yeah, good times. Come on. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
All Okay. No. I guess that wouldn't be cute then. You know, we don't want to
do
that. All right.
No.
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Just before the top of the hour, about to go into our last break. Not the last break, but our last set of the evening, J. Ryle Show. To kill the question of the day, resetting it for you before we step out. We're asking you if you could trade body parts with a certain person.
Yeah.
Do it. And so far, looks like me and Momo B and Miss Terry are the only ones who are saying, look here.
They kept it real.
Switcheroo. Give me yours, and I'll take it with a smile on my face. All right, we're stepping out. We'll be right back after this.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
you got my 40, homie?
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain. Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He's gonna cry in the car.
It is Saturday.
We are gathered here today on this soft occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Final set, J. Ryle Show. Beautiful Saturday. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
Who you with?
What you, Big Daddy? Momo BZ is in the heezy for CZ. What's up, baby?
Ain't nothing to it. What to do it?
Let's do it. I've got better, got you clap your hands to it. See, I got it. Every time I got a song for you, girl. And, of course, Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E? Thank you, Big E, for leaving a fan.
Precious idea. Thanks.
And hey, thank you. And I guess he's not what he's doing. All right. Okay. All right. Rich Sister is all up in this piece. What up, Rich Sister?
How you doing?
You should say, how y'all doing? They are doing fine, and we are doing fine. And let's reset the table for you. To kill you, the question of the day. We're asking you, if you had an opportunity to switch body parts with a friend of yours, what would you do? And so far, I've been getting clowned the whole show because I talked about a situation that happened to me back in 1984. And if you're just joining the show, what I said was that I was at this unit in the Army, and all these girls, we had this cool Jamaican brother by the name of Sergeant Smith, had a little gold tooth in his mouth. And all the girls, every time he came around, all the girls would be giggling. And we were like, the brothers were like, okay, what's up with this? Why is all the girls giggling when this clown shows up? And so, you know, he was a smooth brother, too. One of them brothers made smooth. You know, you could tell those smooth brothers go by the African booth and buy those lotions and potions. He don't put on cologne. He put on lotions. You know, you got to use shea butter. Okay, brother, whatever. So anyway. So I was in the restroom one day, and this brother walks in, right? Now, come on. Fellas, can you relate to me? We're at the urinal. And so he steps up and uses the restroom and says, what's up, Jay? I say, what's up, son? And when I tell you this dude pulled out a damn log, I'm like, good googly boogly. Now, I wasn't looking, but I was looking. I'm like, damn. So I'm saying to myself, this is the reason why the girls love him. So I said, well, damn. If I had a chance, I'd switch with Sergeant Smith. Momo Beasley felt me, but the rest of these clowns clowned me. Momo Beasley, girl.
They don't keep it real. They don't keep it real, baby.
They don't keep it real.
I'm sick of this damn show. Try to troll. I'm sick of it.
Oh, here we go. Even that
way out.
You can have a meltdown.
That was going to happen. That's it. That was a period at the end of that. Damn motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm done. I'm finished. Yes. I said what I said. I'm gone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Momo B, you're the greatest of all time. All right, so anyway, don't know where to go after that. I guess I'm just here just in space. What do I say next? Well, anyway, for you, let's say hello to some people. How about that? As we say goodbye, I guess, I don't know. All right, I want to say what's up to Shirley. What's up, Shirley? She is in Kingwood, Texas. That's close. There's a bunch of Houston girls up in here. Prada woman, what's up, girl? How you doing? Gladys is up in this thing. What's up, baby?
Hey,
what's
Gladys.
Up, baby? What's up, baby? What's up, baby? Dude named Chris. What's up, Chris? How you doing, brother? Okay. It's spelled Deborah, but where the B is, it's a Z. So how do you say that? So it's D-E-Z-O-R-A-H. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I don't know either.
Dazora.
Dazora?
Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Godzilla, yeah.
Godzilla, you know. See, you know. Okay, Rosie M says, I think I know you. Do you really?
Oh,
you can get to know me, baby.
I think you're my baby daddy. Baby daddy.
Hey, I've been looking for you. I think I know you. I don't think you know
don't
me,
answer.
Girl.
Don't answer.
I don't know you, girl. I don't know you. I don't know you. You in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know you. You can call in, though, if you want to talk to me. 347-850-1260. That's the only number you're going to get, dude. Hey, she said she thinks she knows me, then. Okay, well, let me know.
Okay.
Remind me. You're too young for me to know you.
I'm 1,000% sure that that's my baby daddy. Get out of here. Kick rock.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Tell her to kick rock.
Hey, wouldn't that be crazy if somebody...
You know what? She would have to be.
Well, Jay, we got
here's
in the
somebody...
chat room.
What'd you say, Miss Elias?
We got in the chat room. We got Jerome Esprit.
Uh-oh.
We got Galactic
What's up, Jerome
Scientist.
Who?
Also, Starship Smelly E-Prize.
Who?
Says
it's their birthday. You
got to
be joking. Are
out.
You serious? He's in the chat room?
Yeah.
What up, man? Where the hell you been?
Right. Yeah. And
hey,
then, we had Mary in the music, but she's probably on back on her tablet or whatever because she went back to guests more than likely. So that's
okay.
All we have. We
what's
have a bunch
Mary
of guests. Yeah. Bunch of guests.
What's up, guests? How you doing? All right. What's up, Kim? She's in Katy, Texas. How you doing? You doing all right? I'm doing good, too. Thank you very much. Now, here's a guy. A guy named Shane is listening. He's from Willis, Texas. He says, be careful. There's a scam going on. He said the scam is, Mr. Elias, that if people call you, right, if they call your phone, if you don't recognize the number, don't pick it up. He
right.
said, because if you do pick it up, then your phone get hit with a freaking big-ass charge. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I haven't. But I don't answer no numbers. I don't know anyway. Leave me a message.
So that's
then
what he said. So in other
back.
Words, don't if you don't know the number, don't answer. I've never heard of that.
Right. No, I never heard of it either, but I still don't answer any. If I don't know the number, I don't pick it up.
Okay, he's saying foreign numbers. If you see a foreign number, more than likely they're trying to get access. You would be charged. Oh, they have a scam going on. All right, here we go, news alert. So now, here's the deal. If someone calls you, you don't know the number, especially if it's an international number, don't answer the phone. Because according to what this guy is saying, I don't know why he's telling us this, but hey, whatever. Well, this guy is saying that if someone calls you and you pick it up, then your phone gets hit with a $35 charge, and then it continues to charge. It continues to... Yeah, he said then you charge... $3 a minute? Oh, damn. You know what, man? Here's the thing that kills me about people that do these types of things. You have all this wit and knowledge. Why don't you use it for good things instead of EVL? What the hell? Who the hell comes up with this stuff?
Hey, people that want to make some money in foreign countries, dude.
That's what it is. It's foreign countries.
Yeah.
Damn Yachts. I mean, Yachts.
Bullshit.
Nazis. That's a Yachts. That's a game.
You're
crazy.
That's
a Yachty.
Yachty.
Still in Sarge mode.
Oh,
anybody talking to you, rich sister? If you hey, look here, if that's all you have is insults, then you can go to HELL hockey sticks. How about that? I am still in Sarge mode. I wish I had what he had. All right. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm keeping it real. All right, so anyway, so okay, there you go. So that's a consumer alert. Do not answer the phone. So I wonder, okay, so if they call up here, I wonder if that happens with, look, people call here all the time from out of country. Be
uh-huh.
being charged? I wonder if that works. That's crazy.
Who cares? Why were you here? You ain't got
well, hey, I don't want no bill. You know, they called me one time when they said, hey, you need to stop using that name. I'm like, what name? They said Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. I'm like, look here, man, that's my name. They said, nah, this other company said it was their name. I'm like, well, I don't give a damn. But as you notice, the show has been on the air since then. Alrighty. All right, folks, look, we're going to step out. Coming up is, you know, February is Black History Month, so we have a thing that we
do called
This Day. Huh?
Mm-hmm. And my birthday.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Monday is my birthday. Yes.
Wait one minute.
Your real birthday.
Boom, my real birthday.
Okay, wait a minute.
Naked.
Hey, look, we're going to ask you to fax us a copy of your driver's license. Well,
and birth certificate.
Yeah. We're going to treat you like President Obama. Well, we need to see this.
It's my birthday.
And a credit card.
I'm
going to
tell you something. A good way you can find out.
How?
Forget what you heard. Call my job. I ain't been to work since yesterday, and I ain't going back until Thursday. How about that?
What if we call and they say that person no longer works here? Then what should we tell you if they answer the phone that way?
They're going to say she ain't here. It's her birthday. All them days. I said, I ain't coming to work. They're like, I said your birthday was on Monday. Okay, I'm not coming to work until Thursday. That's what I'm telling you right now. So, yeah, just call my job. That's how you see it.
Okay, you know, we'll do that now. Now, for those who may not know what we're talking about, if you're a first-time listener, if you hadn't been listening that long, Momo B is the person of multiple birthdays. We had three birthday parties for her ass last year. We don't know which day was the right day. Today my birthday. Oh, we had a celebration and all this stuff. And at the end of the show, I was just kidding.
It's all good. I love it.
Yeah, it did feel good. She requesting antique songs I hadn't seen or heard in years. Can you play this at my birthday party? And I played it. But I didn't know I was playing it for a fake-ass birthday party.
I thought about doing it, but I didn't, because I was like, he ain't going to play it anyway, so I might as well just be quiet.
Well, I did play it. How about that?
No, I wanted to tell you to play something now, because my birthday, we're going to have a show between now and then. So I
will celebrate your birthday on Wednesday.
You ain't going to do nothing. I said, he ain't going to even believe me. All right,
send me a list. Send me a list. We'll celebrate your real birthday. Write this down, Mr. Elias. Okay, February. So when she's saying July is her birthday, then we
Monday.
Know she's lying.
February.
Okay.
Yes,
February.
No,
we're just getting the month right. We get the
February
month right.
10.
Look on Facebook.
Thank
I should tell you when our birthday is on Facebook.
Man, she put that junk on Facebook. You can't trust one on Facebook. All right. Last call coming up.
What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Hi, my name is Jay Ryle. I'm the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of On This Day in Black History. Today is February 8th, and on this day in 1924, Ida Fisher, an activist and a lawyer, is born in Chickasaw, Oklahoma. On this day in 1944, Harry S. McAlpin becomes the first black reporter allowed to a White House press conference. And on this day in 1968, three South Carolina State students are killed during a segregation protest in Orangeburg. This Day in Black History is brought to you by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Make sure you tune in all month long for this most captivating series. I'm Jay Rao. And until next time, we'll see you on This Day in Black History. Take care.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Now, listen, if you were here this past Wednesday, Aaron Jordan was in the house, and he was talking about his new book. And, you know, I have to be on the lady's side on this one, Mr. Elias. The brother, when you come to a show and say that you have a book and it's about experiences of both sexes, and you didn't interview nobody but your damn self, be prepared for all the ridicule. And so he's been in constant communication with me since that show, saying, okay, what, you know, what this lady say? What about the feedback? I said, dude. I said, man, the only way you're going to make this right is that you have to stand up to the firing squad and let them tee off on your ass.
Shit.
He said that he was going to do it. He said he was going to do it. So, right. So we think he's going to be here Wednesday. Yes, damn shame. What happened to Flip? Damn shame what happened to Flip. Because I told him. And so the thing, but now here's the deal. When he comes back, you know, y'all have to hit him, but y'all got to give – y'all don't hit him – well, I'm saying, hit him in a way where it makes sense. In other words, hit him with a question, let him answer it, and then hit his ass again when he says I'm crazy. Because I don't know how you can call yourself a relationship expert and you haven't interviewed anybody.
And just talk to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, well,
I don't understand it either.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. But
you look crazy. This is crazy. You're putting them on the show. I'm like,
No. Let me tell you something.
You. 1 minute left. Wrap it up.
All right, we have 1 minute left. Listen, anybody that has books, professional, you know, authors, things of that nature, hey, a book is a book. That's someone's opinion, whether you agree with it or not. We're not going to sit here and say people can't come on the show. Look, anybody that's trying to do something positive with their lives, I'm all for it.
What? Are you serious right now?
I'm very serious.
Well, if you're very serious, anybody who thinks they got something positive, you should review their history and what they talk about first before you put them on your show.
That's why you bring them on the show. That's why you bring them here, and then you confront them.
Do you, boo?
Put them out. Put them on blast.
Okay.
And it makes good radio.
Wasting my time.
Why what, Rich Sister?
Why has it got to be about putting them on blast?
No, it's like if you write a book and say that your book is going to do this, this, and this, then people need to question that, right? I mean, that's your potential audience, right? So yeah, give people an opportunity to respond.
Three, two, that will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
You will be entertained by Club Nouveau. You will be captivated by Club Nouveau. Clyde Frost presents The Listening Party for Consciousness, Saturday, February 15th. Also performing Mercy Me at Strikes, 3443 Laguna Boulevard in Elk Grove, California. Dress code, no tea mats, no hoodies, no t-shirts. For information and tickets, call 916-226-2695. 916-226-2695. The Listening Party for Club Nouveau Consciousness at Strikes, 3443 Laguna Boulevard in Elk Grove, California. 916-226-2695. This all goes down Saturday, February 15th.
Consciousness. Hey, hey, yeah.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, well, another show in the books. Glad you guys hung out with us on a beautiful Saturday. And once again, it's always special when folks tune in and hang out with us. Go out of their way to hang out with us. But it's time for our final thoughts, ladies. Our first Rich Sister final thoughts.
Oh. great show. Y'all take care. Have a good night.
Short and sweet. I love it that way. Thank you very much, Red Sister. Thank you. God bless. Momo BZ and Nahizi, final thoughts.
Oh, damn. I even know. Oh, okay. Here we go. This is what I'm trying to tell you. At the end of the day, to make a long story short, this is why people get cut, stabbed, and killed. Because they try to put it on. They try to put it. They perpetrate the fraud. They come up here talking the blase, 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 blase. Nobody's screening them. Nobody's telling them, oh, no, you were fake. Get out of here. You were fake. Hey! Nobody's saying none of that. They just let them all come on through. Come on through. And when I start blasting off, they don't want to want me. But at the end of the day, they're told that if you would have told me, boo, if you would have told me you found the honey, I wouldn't be so upset right now on this show. I wouldn't have been. If the damn boy would have told me that he just interviewed himself in his hand, then I would just be quiet and let the show rock. But I'm not all for the bullcrap. I'm not all for the bullcrap. That's not what I do. So until there comes a time when somebody says, my Lil B, the show's about willpower, and we need you to just fall into line, I'm not falling into nobody's line. I'm saying one more thing, and that's how I be.
Wow. Thank you, Momo B, for your final thoughts. Mr. Elias, final thoughts.
You know, all I heard was wah, 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 wah,
sure.
Wah, 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 wah.
You
that's all I heard.
Your phone.
Hey. That's good night.
All right, and a very special shout-out to a dear friend of mine. She's in the hospital. She has pneumonia. But I was told I received a text midway through the show saying that she was listening. So I want to say to her that I love you. I love you. I love you. I want you to get better. Hope the show lifted your spirits because I can't, you know, I don't know why they would turn it on. And I know, you know, I know her daughter. She's like, I got to turn it on, Jay. I want her to laugh. So I hope she laughed and had a great time, even though she has pneumonia. And I'll be up there to see you tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you as soon as the show's over with. So hope you enjoyed it. God bless. Get better. And I'll see you tomorrow. And for the rest of you folks who may be out there suffering, going through some tough times, I know people have said to us in the past that the show has came right on time for them. Some people looked at this show as just getaway when they've had difficult times. It is a pleasure to serve you folks. It really and truly is. So remember, we'll remember that, and we'll keep that in our thoughts as we continue to try to put a product out there for you. So, with that being said, Mr. L to the E to the S, my brother from another mother, can we put this thing away, my brother? Can we shut this damn thing down?
Yes. Let's shut it down.
You shut it down. And answer your phone, boo. Answer your phone.
We gonna shut it down. Hey, don't call me. I got to make a call to the hospital. Just leave me alone. I got to make a hospital call. All right, I'm calling you and making a second, girl.
I'm calling you, Jay. I'm calling you, too. So you started.
Hey, look here. Man. Don't call me, man. Don't you call me. Don't call me. Hey, look. One more thing before we go. Mr. Elias, a young lady that's here on BTR. I'm not going to put her information out there because we're talking. She wants to do a show on this network. And I told her that, sweetheart, you know, we ain't trying to add no more shows. But yeah, I said, I'm going to watch the man.
Here we go.
I don't know. She just wanted, she wants to move her show over here on this network.
Well,
I don't know. We're not going to be there.
Sorry.
I kind of like our nights off, you know what I'm saying? I just, I don't know, man. But anyway.
I'm here right now. You're crazy. Hello?
Yeah,
I like booty. Booty's better than breathing. When I see a girl, I like her. I like you, and I want you.
He did it the easy way.
Come on. Yes. He did it the easy way. Come on with the slow. Come on, we gotta wrap this up.
You're
talking crazy to me.
Give us one for the road. We haven't got it in a long time, Michelle. Give us one, dog.
I said, no, yeah, I thought I'd start off with something new, man. That's why I haven't got it since the beginning.
That's your signature, bro. You can't. That's your signature.
Yeah,
nah.
Because now that he got some old he wants to say that. This is bullshit. I'm telling you, what the hell?
Okay, it's time to go. All right, so for Momo B, for Miss Elliott.
Yes.
Her rich sister, Miss Terry. God bless. All right, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. God bless, peace, and hair grease. Oh, God, wow.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.